All right, Rabbosai, good morning. Let's begin. So we began yesterday, Perek Tes Zayin, in the beginning of the Midah of Tara. So remember again, the Ramchal advanced what I think is an incredible definition. That the definition of Tara is that a person should allow his actions to be motivated by Chachma and Yira, by wisdom and Yira. Yira doesn't have to mean fear. Yira really means like a sense of reverence. So a person should allow his actions to be informed and directed by a sense of wisdom and reverence and not because of sin and desire. So says the Ramchal that the Midah of Tara is not as much about action but about motivation and thought. Not simply what I do. What I do, of course, is important. But also just as important as what I do is why do I do the things that I do? He goes on. So the truth is, this is true in all areas, we're going to see. It's true in the realm of physical behaviors. For examples, remember, we talked about the Midah of Prishus. Right before Hanukkah, we were speaking about Prishus. And Prishus, remember again, one of the aspects of Prishus is diminishing a person's material or physical enjoyment. Now, what does that mean? That it, Chas Shalom, as we said before, many times, the Ramchal's not advocating an ascetic lifestyle. But he says to think about, I have to think about my relationship to the material. Think about my relationship to the Gashmi. And Rabbosai, essentially what the Ramchal says is, every person has to have something in life where although they can have it, they abstain. Whether it's the extra piece of cake, right? Or whether it's the extra possession, or whether it's a thing, I could have it. I could have it if I want to. But here's where I draw my line. And of course, that line is going to be, could be dramatically different for each of us, depending on a variety of different things in life. But Prishus says, just because you can have it doesn't mean you should have it. And draw for yourself some type of line. He goes on. Even after I draw my line. So now again, I'm enjoying everything that I'm enjoying. I've drawn a line over here. I'm not going to go for that, but I'm going to stay over here. Even then, still a person has to purify his heart and purify his thoughts. Because even the little bit that you do take, even after Prishus, and I've gone and I've drawn a line, I'll enjoy this, but I'm not going to take that. Or I'm going to possess this, but I'm not going to possess that. Even in the things that I own, and the things that I enjoy, and the things that are within the realm of that which is permitted to me, I have to make sure that I'm using them, right? I'm using them and enjoying them in a responsible way. That my use or my pleasure, my enjoyment shouldn't be motivated by taiva, by desire and through yetzer, but rather through chachma and yir. He gives an example. And I'll say, he gives an extreme example here, not because he's asking us to emulate this example, but because sometimes extreme examples are the best way to illustrate a concept. Can you show Ruki Rabbi Eliezer? Like Rabbi Eliezer, the Gemara says, Shahayim Megala Tefach, Umechaset Fachayim, V'dome Lemi Shekafa Ushed Shelo Haya Nene Klal, V'lo Haya Osa Hamaisa Hu Elam Ipne HaMitzvah HaAvoda. So he gives an example of Rabbi Eliezer. That's when Rabbi Eliezer was with his wife, he did whatever he could to enjoy the act as little as possible, so as to show that he was engaging in this solely for procreative purposes. So as I said, I just want to point out, this is not an aspiration for us. I just want to, this is very, because again, this concept is fraught with other challenges that are supposed to be part of a good and natural and normal and fulfilling intimate relationship. He's giving an example here, that here obviously relations with one's wife is permitted. But the point over here is that even Rabbi Eliezer, within the realm of that which was permitted, is trying to make sure that what he's doing is L'kedusha U'L'tara, and not because of taiva and yetzer. So this is just an extreme example of that. He goes on. V'al derech zemer Shlomo b'chol drachecha da'ihu b'hu yiyash arachosecha. Shlomo Melech says in Mishlei, know HaKadosh Baruch Hu in all of his ways, and he will straighten out your pathway. So we'll say the idea is b'chol drachecha da'ihu, meaning in anything you do, know Hashem. In anything you do, make sure that you know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we'll say the idea over here being this concept, ultimately, again, that whatever you do in life, make sure that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is part of that equation. Make sure that what you're doing is for the right purpose. As he goes on, Va'andam, Zarech Shateida, Shekemo Sheshayach Taras HaMachshava Ma'is Ma'gufnim, Asher He Mitzad Atzmam Krovim Li'itzer, So remember, this is another piece. The same way that the concept of Tara applies to physical actions, the concept of Tara ultimately also applies to Machshava, to thoughts, right? To thoughts, ultimately again. To machshava, ma'isim tov makrovim labor yisparach shemo. Shelo yisracha kumimenu, v'lo ye mishala yetzer. So we'll say, not only does Ramchal say that on an actional level, a person wants to make sure that his actions are motivated by chachma and not through taiva and yira, not through taiva and yetzer, excuse me. So even in the realm of thought, I want to make sure that ultimately, again, my machshava, by ma'isim tovim, is for the right purposes as well. You'll see this in just a moment. V'hu inyan shelo lishma. Rebbe says, here's where we get to the concept of shelo lishma. Right? Says the Ramchal, hamuskar b'dir Rabbi Simon zichron levracha pamim rabos. So says the Ramchal something amazing. At the end of the day, the same way that a person has to make sure that his actions are ultimately done for the right purposes and are not motivated by taiva and yetzer, so my machshavas, my thoughts. So, say, sometimes it's a real challenge to do the right thing, because you know you would think you do the right thing actionally, and you're good to go. So now what we're saying is, even actionally, it's not enough. You have to make sure that the thoughts for your action are correct as well. That my thoughts or my actions are motivated ultimately again by, or my actions themselves, I should say, are motivated by my chachma and yira, and not through taiva and yetzer. Now I come to the thoughts behind my actions. Even the thoughts behind my actions, says Ramchal, it's not just enough that the action be good, but the thoughts behind the actions have to be good as well. So what does that mean? What's an example of where thoughts are not on the right level? That's shelo lishma. Take a look at paragraph Gimel. V'hum kvar nesparu derech hamos. This is actually really incredible. Zechonu levracha. Sheyesh minim shtonim shelo lishma. There are different categories of lo lishma, right? Lo lishma means doing something, both loosely translated as not for the proper intent. Not for the proper intent. So I'll say, so there are different levels of shelo lishma, says Ramchal. Hara mikulam hu, she'eino ovei lishim avod deklal, ela l'ramos b'nei adam ularviyachu kavod o mamon. So I'll say, so of course, the most severe level of shelo lishma is where a person does something, a person serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not for the purpose of serving God at all, but rather to deceive other people. I want to project a certain image to others, right? I want to put forward a certain image to others, so I act a certain way. I may not believe it, I may not subscribe to it, I may not really feel any of connection to it, but ultimately, again, I do it because I want to fool people. I want people to think about me in a certain way. You'll say to yourself, why would anybody do such a thing like that? Do something in order to fool someone, to get them to think about them a certain way. L'harviyachu kavod u'mamon. We'll say, so people generally do things for one of two reasons, right? Kavod and mamon, right? Money or honor. So sometimes a person in life says, listen, me, I don't believe in this stuff at all. I don't need this stuff at all. But Lamais, at the end of the day, I want to be respected and honored by others. Therefore, I will act a certain way. Noach lo shenepcha shil yosa aponov. V'alav anavi, v'alav anavi, v'alav omer anavi, v'nehi ketame kulonu, Okay, beget idim kol tzidkosin. So we'll say the Gemara says, so the Ramchal says something amazing about this kind of person. Ultimately, again, who serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu shelo lishma. Shalom l'shma, meaning that I don't really even believe it. I'm just doing it for the covet. I'm just doing it for the mammon. I'm just doing it for the honor, for the money, for the gain. Says the Gemara, such a person like this, it would have been better if his placenta would have turned over in utero. It would have been better for such a person to have never been born. Which I will say, if you think about it, is a very strong statement. Because there is so much of Judaism that is actionally focused. There are many times that we find, we don't care what you think. We just care what you do. And that is definitely true in many areas. What Ramchal is describing over here is a person who is so disingenuous, that there's no connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no connection to something stronger. There's no connection to something bigger. Literally anything and everything I'm doing is just in order to go ahead and benefit in some way. Kavod or mamon, such a person like that, says the Ramchal, that's the shelo lishma. So that's the type of, he's giving examples now of negative machshavas that are motivated not through any kind of chachma or yira, but through taiva, and what was the second word that he used? Through chait and taiva. All right, but so we'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up with the rest of this tomorrow.